The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're just getting new information about the Belichick hire. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We broke this news earlier today as it came down from various sources. But, Mike, here's the kicker before we get to our buddy Steve Holman to talk about our Hawks being in the Garden tonight. So, remember earlier in the day we said there were some holdups, one of them being about his son and the coach in waiting situation, which, again, we haven't gotten clarity on that yet. But the other thing was the NIL money that was available. So apparently now we get this, that Belichick and UNC, they upped their NIL money, Mike, from $4 million to $20 million to bring in Bill Belichick. Whew. So basically the promise of, hey, we're going to be able to compete.
Right.
Because, guys, that's what Ohio State spent this year. That's what Texas spent. So he is being promised that the NIL money will be available has jumped from $4 million to $20
million. And he's also apparently in the demands. Chapel Hill is now Hoodie Hill.
More on this story. Let's talk to our buddy Steve Holman, who is at the Garden. And Steve, we appreciate you jumping on with us. I'll tell you this.
There's a lot of bankers up there in North Carolina, by the way.
There's a lot of money. There's a lot of money up there. Yeah. We are excited about tonight only because we know the best Trey comes out in these situations, right? It's a pretty big game. It feels big, even though it's in-season tournament. We know it's not the playoffs per se, but it has that playoff feel and the intensity that goes up a little bit. But we handled the Knicks earlier this year, didn't we?
Yeah, and the big key to that game too was the way that Dyson was able to shut down Jalen Brunson, and that's the key to the whole thing. If you can make him work, you know, and that's what the Hawks want to do tonight. They want to make him work. He got very frustrated in that last game in Atlanta when the Hawks won. So they're hoping they can do the same kind of thing. But you're right, though. The feel here is definitely a playoff feel. A lot of celebs already in the building, and you know, it's just packed with people already. Here at the Garden, so it's got that feel to it. You know, you've got the national TV thing is here, along with, you know, our local TV, and there's just all kinds of people here, and it's always fun to come here. Number one, but when it's got the playoff atmosphere, it's even better.
Go punch Woody Allen for me if you see him sitting courtside. It's our man Steve Holman with us, guys, here on the wait for
Woody Allen hasn't been here. And I think you might have been wearing diapers, Mike, last time.
I thought you'd have the reach advantage. He's 89, by the way, if he ever goes to another Knicks game. It's our man Steve Holman with us.
If you were here in your diapers, he'd probably try to hit on you. Who knows?
Where's that rim shot? Oren, where's the freaking rim shot? Gold, radio gold from our man, the real voice of the Hawk on Twitter. Hey, man, it seems like Trey is having fun. We can debate the DeJounte Murray experiment, but now everything works. It seems like Trey trusts his teammates out there on the floor.
Yeah, he does, and he's much happier, and it's not so much just even the DeJounte thing. It's just I think he's matured. It's his seventh year. He's he's got two kids now. He's married. I think he's past all that point about trying to prove everything to everybody. He knows who he is. You know, I think he's comfortable, as we say, in his own skin right now. You know, he'll still have he'll take a shot or something where you'll grab your chest and say, oh no. But for the most part, though, he's really been so good and so much better about everything. And I just think that he's been really fantastic.
Talk about Jalen Johnson. I think he is questionable with right shoulder soreness. Hopefully we get an update before, you know, tip off tonight. And I know he was warming up out there. But talk about just what he's meant this season and how well he's played.
Well, he's made such a difference, and I think he is going to play. I mean, I'd be shocked if he doesn't play.
Yeah.
I think one of the reasons, you know, he got held out and Bogey got held out was to make sure they'd be okay for tonight when we played Denver the other night. So I think Jalen will, but he's been such a key to this whole thing. I mean, he just feels so much more confident. 23 years old, you know, and Yeka's just turned 24 today. It's his birthday. So all these young guys have just been really good. And you know, Zach Rizichet, this is going to be a great experience for him tonight, too, because this is, you know, it's like a playoff game. It is a playoff game, in essence. And to get that experience under your belt, you know, win, lose, or draw tonight, no matter what, just to be able to have that experience and be on the big stage in New York at Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, you know, on and on it goes. So I think it's going to be really valuable for him, too, to be able to pick up on that.
We talked about how well the Hawks played against the Knicks here at State Farm. Do you worry about some of the size and some of the things they do in the half court? Can we match up? You talked about Okongwu and Capella. Can they handle the big boys?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns is not like an inside type player. You know, he hangs around outside.
Three.
But he can score. I mean, remember in Minnesota a couple of years ago, he hung 50 on us. So, you know, we know what he's capable of doing. But I think the Hawks feel good about this. I mean, you know, who knows what it's going to, you know, when we get back together again in 3 hours or whatever,
right.
we may have a different story.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I think that they feel good. I think they feel confident. And I don't think they're intimidated at all by being here in New York. So we'll see. You know, as they say, that's why we play the games.
I agree with the intimidation thing, you know, and because the way the team has played this year, specifically this season, I agree with you. I mean, this is not like their first rodeo, even though it's a new group of guys, and they are considerably young. I mean, you know, when you talk about those two guys you mentioned, Steve Holman, the voice of our Atlanta Hawks, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Steve, what about Coach? I think he's unlocked DeAndre Hunter. Coming off the bench and the way that he's handled that situation, and D. Hunter has been great so far.
Yeah, I think he's another one that is happy. You know, I think he really feels comfortable coming off the bench. And, you know, a lot of guys over the years have thrived off the bench because, you know, guys would always say, well, I like playing off the bench because you're playing against the second unit of the other team. So you're not going up against their front line guys every night. Mm. So I think it's a good thing for DeAndre to be able to get out there. And his shot has become really good. I mean, it's almost to the point now where you're surprised if he misses a three, and it's so smooth. He's very smooth out there, and I really, he's taken a big jump this year. I think a lot of people were kind of down on him a little bit coming into this year, and he's really responded to this since he got healthy again. And really, the whole key to everything is that they're all healthy right now, pretty much. You know, I mean, nobody's totally healthy this far into the season, but I think that DeAndre is feeling good. The confidence level is high, and I think a lot of that's Coach. I mean, really, you know, Quinn has shaped this team to over the last year and 20 games, whatever it was when he was here, you know, for that. I think he's kind of gotten it to the point now where he's got the players he wants. He's got kind of the rotation that he wants. So I think it's all kind of falling into place.
It's our man, Steve Holman. Bang! He'll have the call tonight from the Garden, from the Mecca. Hey, man, we love this dude, Dyson Daniels, Steve. I know we talked about it off the air. We had him on the show a few weeks ago. It just seems like if there was a perfect, you know, guy for just what this team needed as far as attitude in the half court and just the defensive toughness, which helps DeAndre Hunter, he seems like the perfect fit.
Yeah, he is, and it's catchy. I mean, we've said that before, that it's kind of, you know, everybody kind of picks up on it, and they all chip in on the defense because he kind of sets the tone for it all, and he just makes things so difficult for players. Like we talked about Jalen Brunson, he just frustrated him so much in Atlanta the last time. So it'll be interesting to see what the Knicks do to try to free him up a little bit from Dyson. So, you know, those are the two keys, I think. If you can stop Karl Anthony Towns and you can stop Jalen Brunson, you've got a great chance to win.
All right, Steve. Have a great call. We're looking forward to it. Go Hawks. We'll see how this thing shakes out, and hopefully you're on your way to Vegas after tonight. Steve Holman, appreciate you.
I hope so. I hope you're right. All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Steve.
Right.
That is the voice of our Atlanta Hawks. Guys, we are going to go behind enemy lines and talk about the Raiders because we got to get ready for Monday Night Football. We'll do that, and then you'll hear our pregame show leading into Hawks basketball with the NBA Cup tonight up there at the Garden. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's go behind enemy lines, as we like to do, to bring you the latest on the team we're playing, guys. And today, Hondo Carpenter covers the Raiders for Sports Illustrated, joins us here. Hondo, first and foremost, look, the quarterback situation. What do you know today? Because we know things could change. What is the Aiden O'Connell injury, and is there a chance that Desmond Ridder could play?
There is a chance Desmond could, but if I had to guess, and I want to be very courteous, I love your show, but I want to be courteous to you and your listeners. If I had to guess, I believe you're going to see Aiden O'Connell. That's purely a guess of where I think it is right now. I don't think they want to go with Desmond, and I think that they want to go with Aiden if they can, and that's where this sits right now. I will be if he's able to go, and he was back today, but if he's able to go, he is the guy.
Gotcha. Hondo covers the Raiders for SI. He's at the owners' meetings, too, by the way, down there in Irving, where there's a lot of stuff going down. The team itself, man, we were blitzing against the Chargers, and they're kind of a one-trick pony with Ladd McConkey. We tried to blitz, and the Vikings just ate us for lunch. You think we'll be able to blitz and have success against y'all?
Well, depends on who the quarterback is. I'll just say this. One thing is this Raider team is 2-11, but there is a ton of talent on this team. They're not a 2-11 team. Remember, they should have beaten the Chiefs at Allegiant Stadium, and they were on the verge of beating the Chiefs. If you just saw the final score, you'd say no, but they were in it in the fourth quarter about to beat the Chiefs. They cost themselves a bad quarterback play, again, win over the Chargers. This is not a bad football team. They don't have a franchise quarterback. A lot of that had to do with Aiden O'Connell started this year going backwards. They fired the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach and offensive line coach, and they've been better. I think the key that you've got to get pressure. You got to pin your ears back and come at him the entire time. Because the Raiders' offensive line, they're starting two rookies. They're banged up. I think you have to absolutely come in here at Allegiant Stadium and go on the attack.
Hondo, we watched him in college, and he was damn good. And he's damn good in the NFL, and we're talking about Brock Bowers. Talk about him for a second, if you would.
Well, first of all, I feel bad for Brock because everyone talks about the football player. What a great kid.
Right.
This is a guy that any man would be proud, and not because he's a football player, to call him your son. What a great kid. Loved in the locker room, loved by his teammates. I don't know one media member that doesn't like him. Very rare duck. I've been doing this for 30 years, and he came in day one and acted like a Pro Bowl veteran. And, you know, they teased him and razzed him like other rookies, but he handled himself. He watched film. I'm going to tell you this. I'm not a Georgia Bulldog fan. I don't hate him. I'm just not a fan. I'm from Michigan, but I obviously live in Vegas and cover the Raiders. And I'm not a Wolverine fan. Dear God, help me. Anybody that likes the Wolverines needs mental assistance. I'm a Spartan. But I'll just say this. Brock Bowers is a case study. So is Zamir White. So are several others, of exactly why you send your kids to schools like Georgia. If I was a recruiter for the University of Georgia, and again, I'm not a fan, I'm going to show them. I mean, Georgia kids are absolutely NFL ready.
Yeah.
And you saw it with Brock comes in. They didn't have to teach him how to watch film. He knows. In fact, he was teaching some of his rookies, teammates, no, I don't know how you watch film like that. This is how you watch film. He's all business.
Right.
And, he's all business, but I don't mean that in a way that he's stupid or he's a meathead.
Right.
You know, his girlfriend doesn't live here, and he's a wonderful guy. He adores her, and so he's at the facility watching film, and he's constantly working out. He knows the playbook backwards, forward. He's helping guys get in the right position. Brock Bowers, if there was a dictionary that said football player, it'd be a picture of him. I described Brock Bowers on a national TV program today, and this is how I described him. This is a guy that could have a leather helmet playing with Bronco Nagurski. This is the guy that if he couldn't play football would be Vince Papale,
right,
and he'd be playing in a bar league somewhere. That's just him. He loves the game. He plays it right. He holds himself to a standard that, quite frankly, I don't think he's fair to himself. And that's why he's the number one tight end in all the National Football League. It's why he should be the Offensive Player of the Year. It's why he's a Pro Bowler. And I said this the night of the draft. I've been doing this 30 years. In the NFL, there is a term that they use called a dude.
Right.
And a dude is when a guy is coming out of college, this is a can't-miss prospect. This year in the draft, I've seen years where there were no dudes, and I've seen dudes where there were six. Now, there's lots of guys they think, but you don't become a dude. This is a term used within the NFL. That guy's a dude. Brock Bowers was a guy last year. There were three players that universally the teams in the NFL thought were dudes: Joe Alt, Brock Bowers, and Talise Fuaga. The Raiders had Brock Bowers as number one on their board. They would have taken Joe Alt, but they thought Brock Bowers and Joe Alt in that order were one and two best players in the draft. They did thousands of mock drafts because they want to know every scenario. So when it comes time to pick, there's no delay. And I broke this story, and your listeners will love this. There was not one mock draft that they did that had Brock Bowers falling to them. So Brock's there, and teams are calling, offering massive amounts to move up. And the Raiders, because they were smart, said, well, we're not using Jimmy Johnson's chart because we have a player here that we think's a Hall of Fame player. So if you want this pick, you're going to have to pay like you're getting a Hall of Famer. Well, no one was willing to do it. Right. The Raiders stayed put, and they're thrilled that they did. They need a quarterback, but there's not anyone who's disappointed that they didn't pick one and let Brock Bowers go somewhere else. The kid's a stud. I would tell any parent, and I've said this hundreds of times on interviews, national interviews, local interviews, all of them. If you're looking for the guy to go buy a jersey for your kid, you go buy Brock Bowers because he's not going to get busted with a trunk full of dope. He's not going to be drunk driving. He's not going to do something stupid. The only thing the kid's going to do is, I mean, I have watched him exhausted when one kid asks for an autograph and he stops. And I know he got yelled at because he was late getting to the locker room after practice. But he doesn't let a kid go by. He is respectful. I've met his parents, but I don't know them. Dear God, I wish they'd write a parenting book because they did it right with that kid. He is a better person than a football player. And I said on draft night, I think you can start measuring him for a gold jacket, and I believe you can even here before his rookie year's over.
Hondo Carpenter's with us, guys, from Vegas, cover for SI. We got a lot of things to cover. We got press for time. We got the Hawks coming up from the Garden. Hondo, if they had the ability to draft Michael Penix, if we don't take Penix where we select, would the Raiders have taken him?
No. Nope. They wrote Michael Penix, and I'm going to tell you exactly why. I mean, the guy's had not one. He's had multiple knee injuries on both knees. And let me tell you this, Michael Penix is very talented. He's very, very talented. This is nothing to do. High character kid. But I was reporting before the draft, I was talking to numerous general managers, and they said he's going to get picked in the first round because there's a bunch of bad drafting teams that always suck. And they're going to look at the talent and take him. But the problem is, it's the reason those teams are bad is because they constantly miss out on first rounders. The best teams understand it doesn't matter if I'm picking at 28. I can't come away with a miss in the first round. Michael Penix is a great player and a great kid of character, and I hope he never gets hurt. But for that pick, that was the dumbest pick in the first round, because the chances are more that he's going to be hurt than not. And then here you find yourself again with a wasted first round draft pick on a guy you knew was already beaten up.
Well, Hondo, hold on. Hadn't seen him play. We can't jump the gun there and say that he's going to be hurt. But I got to ask you this, because we got to get out of here. We got to talk our ish right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've got 30 seconds. Why are the Raiders going to win this game on Monday night?
That's because Aiden O'Connell will come out and miraculously be healed, and they're going to play well. Although Kirk Cousins is my buddy, I'll never root against him. I love you, Kurt, if you're listening. But, again, I think Atlanta's going to win it. But if they do win it, it's going to be because you see Aiden O'Connell play like he did at the Chiefs.
Will Mark Davis ever get a real haircut?
No, and I was just with him, but he would tell you he's got one.
Great stuff. Hondo, all right, we appreciate you, man. He covers the Raiders for Sports Illustrated as we go behind enemy lines. We got to get out of the way, guys. Hawks on the way. Let's clear our throat.
I love Hondo's take on Brock Bowers. I don't vibe the Penix thing because there are other teams that were going to take Penix. And I think we've seen guys come back from injuries. We've seen from Nick Chubb and others. I don't go down that line of thinking.
I think it's short-sighted to believe that because he was hurt in college, he's going to be an NFL hurt project.
Especially when he was so mobile in his pro day, too.
It's ridiculous. But with that said, that's his opinion. Right. He wanted to talk about the Raiders, and he jumped in there. Hey, man, we got to get out of the way tomorrow. Speaking of Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins, we're live at Flowery Branch. Make sure you tune in starting at 2 o'clock. Hawks, Knicks on the way. Pregame at 6:30. Mike Conte will have the pre-half and post for you guys. Of course, Steve Holman, bang, with the call there at the Garden. By the way, hope the Hawks win tonight. That would be a great feather in their cap to move on to Vegas and be in the semifinals. Chris, great job, as always. Behind the glass, Turtle, our executive producer. Orn, our engineer. All right, Mike, we got to get out of the way. And if you're just tuning in, real quick, Bill Belichick takes the job at North Carolina. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, you know I'm all for robot umps. I want to get it right. Now, how about robots to figure out the college football playoff? The executive chief director, Rich Clark, not ruling out the use of AI for selection process in the future. I got to tell you, I'd rather have the robots doing it than some of the nonsense the human element is creating, with a total lack of respect for strength of schedule and other issues.
People are already talking about LeBron going to Golden State. Guys, if that happens, first of all, why did they draft Bronny? And secondly, if it does happen, know that this went down at the Olympics. Remember, him and Steph and everybody was over there in Paris having a good time. I don't know if it will happen, but the rumors on the street are if he wants out of L.A., Mike, they'll entertain it, and that's where he'll end up.
All right.
Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you try to wrangle Hondo Carpenter into fitting into your segment on the radio.